It's fall and families race the seasons, waning daylight and cooling weather to fill their freezers before the river freezes. Fall weather on the Kuskokwim is known to be rainy, windy, and often unpredictable. Bethel Search and Rescue Chief Mike Riley gives hunters and travelers some tips.
Make sure you do a float plan or tell someone where you're going at all times, when you're supposed to be back. Take enough supplies, enough gas to make a round trip, and plus an extra in case you ran into any problems or anybody else out there that needed help. Also, always make sure that you wear your life jacket out there. Try not to be traveling during dark hours, please. You know, it makes it danger, not just for you, but also for other people out there also.
Riley adds that travelers should also bring extra warm clothing in case someone has to spend a night in the cold. Bethel Search and Rescue is a volunteer group that searches for missing persons. They are based in Bethel, and its members include avid hunters and travelers from different villages in the region. Daylight decreases dramatically during fall. Many people find themselves running out of light before they head home. Riley says it's easy to get lost traveling by boat at night.
Problems we see in the past is that people being out at night and they don't know where they're at during the dark time. They'll be traveling and they'll try to remember where they're going. And sometimes it makes it a little bit harder for us to find them because they're not where they're supposed to be.
Riley says time is an issue when you're looking for someone who hasn't made it home from a trip. The shores on the Kuskokwim are slate-colored and often impossible to see in the dark, even for the most experienced travelers. There are also hazards like submerged logs, shallow areas, and debris that can be hidden even without darkness. Former Bethel Search and Rescue Chief Peter Achak of Bethel says anybody can find themselves in a tough spot in the wilderness.
A lot of people think that, you know, these tragedies or accidents may never happen to them. But tragedies and accidents happen to anyone.
Riley says a recent deadly accident hit close to home last month when his 25-year-old nephew from the Yukon village of Pitgas Point, Thaddeus Riley, ran into a submerged log with two others in the boat. The two swam to shore, but Thaddeus Riley swam for the boat and drowned. He was not wearing a life preserver.
This is something that anybody that knew him didn't think anything like this was going to happen to him, but that tells you that be prepared, you know, always, you know, things can happen to the most experienced people out there.
As Kuskokwim residents gather food for the winter, travel to Bethel to shop in a bigger store, or are just out enjoying the autumn, Riley says be safe and always, always wear your life jacket. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.